Hey, what's up, everybody? It's your boy Willie V, aka Bull Boy Kennels. Today, I just have a little tutorial here for you, more so a tip on a new software that was recently released. It's a video encoder, and what this video encoder does is it actually compresses your movies into a lot smaller size while still maintaining the quality of the video that you're converting. Now, for example, I have a video here, and as you can see, this video is 1920 by 1080, Apple ProRes, and you can see the bitrate is very high on this, but this is a full 1080p video. Now, this is actually one of my intros that I use, so I'm going to use this as an example. So, what I'm going to go ahead and do is I'm going to open up this video in QuickTime, as you can see I have here, and just so you know, here is the intro. Now, I'm going to go ahead and export this in QuickTime as a QuickTime movie. I'm going to click on Options, and I've already set this up for my settings. I've set it to the bitrate of 1500 kilobytes. It's on high, best quality, and pretty much everything else is all default. The audio is at AAC 4800 kilohertz, 96 kilobytes, and prepare for internet streaming. Now the size, I've changed it to be 640 by 360. It's the custom size that I'm using. So once we have that set up, let's go ahead and rename this. I'm going to call it QT just so we know that it's the QuickTime. It's being saved in my desktop, and we'll go ahead and save that out. Now, I'll go ahead and give this time to export, and once it's done, I'll come right back to it. All right, now that that has finished exporting, let me go ahead and hide that out. Now, the other application, which is the one that I want to talk about, is called Kandula Lite. So let me go ahead and open that up. And this is the application here. Not only does it do video, but it also does photos as well. But I'm going to show you on how to use the video options for this. Now, I'm going to take the same video that we just encoded in QuickTime, and I'm going to drop that on in, and going to go ahead and click export, and we're going to name this KL. Save that to my desktop. I'm going to go ahead and get my settings set up on here. We'll need to change the compression type from H.264 to JPDM, which is the encoder that Kandula Lite uses. As you can see, it's automatically set for 6400 kilobytes. So if you ever use the X264 encoder, you notice that by default, the bit rate is also 6400 kilobytes. The frame, we're gonna leave at 24. Frame reorder, we're gonna leave as is. We're gonna change this to high because we wanna match the settings as best as possible as what we're doing with QuickTime. So again, with the encoding, we're going to change it to best quality, and we'll click OK for that. Now we'll need to click on the sound settings, and for the compressor type, we'll use the MPEG-4 audio. We're going to change this to 4800. Still going to be 16-bit stereo. Click on options, and it's already set for AAC. And we're still using the 96 kilobits. And let's change that to 4800. Once we have that set up the way we want, click OK. Hit OK again. The size we'll need to change because we want to use the custom size of 640 by 360. This way it matches our dimensions and it doesn't stretch out our video. Click OK for that. Again, we want to go ahead and prepare for internet streaming as well. So we'll select the fast start option and we'll go ahead and now hit OK. This will start to encode. It's not a fast encoder, so if that's what you're looking for, then this might not be for you. But what this will do is it would actually compress that video to a much lower bit rate while still maintaining the quality. So I'll give this time to go ahead and encode. Once it's done, we'll come back to it. Okay, now that that's finished encoding, it'll actually give you another option to where you can export this for Apple TV, iPod, or iPhone. Now, I find when it exports to these formats, you can actually get better quality using the QuickTime H.264 encoder. In most cases, that's what I found. But again, it's totally up to you to go ahead and use that. Just so you can see what it looks like. I'm not going to export it, but I'll show you what it looks like. And you can pick your devices. Once you select devices, you'll get a little preview. iPhone. Let me close that out. For the iPod. And also the Apple TV. Now this will also export for a web page. It'll create the HTML page for you and a specific size that's pretty much already a preset size. It's around 400 and something. I forget by the exact dimensions, but it will go ahead and create that for you. But for now, we're gonna leave the exporter alone. And we already have this exported through Kundula Lite. So let me go ahead and put that away. And the two videos that we just encoded, let's go ahead and check out the info. As you can see, for the QuickTime movie, it is 2.6 megabytes, roughly about the 1500 kilobytes that we set for it. 640 by 360, AAC, and H.264 encoder. Now for the Kundula Lite, that is also 640 by 360, but it's just under 1 megabyte for the same exact video using the same dimensions. Both were using a two pass, the high setting, and pretty much all the settings are the same. Even with the audio, we're using the same settings, but the difference is the size of the video and also the bit rate, which comes out to 534. Now this does vary based on the videos. It could be higher, it could be lower, but you will see a big size decrease in between the two videos using those two particular encoders. One thing to keep in mind is that in order to play the videos encoded by Kundula Lite using their JPDM encoder, you do need to have the QuickTime plugin installed, which is the decoder, in order to be able to play these. So if you wanted to put this on your website, then you may want to provide a link to where they can download that that decoder and be able to play this through their web browser. So that's just something to keep in mind. Now let's go ahead and see the quality of both these videos. And let me just close out that one. Here we have the Kundula Lite. Here we have the QuickTime. Let's go ahead and play each one. So as we can see, we have a nice, very clear video using the QuickTime's H.264 encoder. Now let's see the job that Kundula Lite encoders has done as well, using the same dimensions, pretty much the same presets, except with the difference of the encoder. And there we have it. So we have both videos, which side by side pretty much look identical to each other in quality, but one is more of a space saver. Now, this application is designed to save space on your system, so that's really what it's great for. Now, the site that this is on, let me open up their webpage, is from Candula.net. Now, right now, they are running a promotional discount, 70% off, as you can see. The application will be retailed at $26.99, but for right now, you can get it for the low price of $6.99. So just under $7 US for this particular application. Now, I've used it quite a bit since yesterday because this is what I just found out about it yesterday myself and went ahead and purchased this. And I do like the application, but I wish the interface was a little better to work with. And also, when you're exporting to the iPod, iPhone, Apple TV, I wish it could be a little bit more set up for batch exports, because what I'm finding is when you encode the video and you export to, say, iPod or iPhone, and then you may want to export to a different device, you have to re-encode the video, and that's not very good to have to do. But other than that, as far as what the product is meant to do, designed for, it does a fantastic job. And as I said, for a promotional price of only $7, you know, it's definitely a great time to go ahead and jump on this now. Anyways, this was Willie V, a.k.a. Bull Boy Kennels of iTexture.com. And as always, thank you for taking the time to watch.